Danny, have you ever had to do a resume in your life?
Many, many, many.
And you go, oh, well, it's just the most horrid thing to have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really taxing.
But I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Which is why I asked the question. I've started work when I was about 13 from memory.
Yeah.
So a newspaper run, packing sliced bread into plastic bags at the local bakery and so on throughout my working life.
Yeah.
But I've never, ever had to hand over a resume, let alone put one together.
So what, even in your radio career, you've never had to do it?
I walked into this job not off the street, but out of a nightclub.
Yep.
Because I was working in the only nightclub here in Ballarat at that particular time.
Yeah.
And all the on-air announcing team used to come down and frequent and get rather drunk and got to know them. And I just pestered them for a job. And one day they said, come in. So they put me in this particular studio, which was a lot different to what it is now. They listened to me out in another studio, and basically I walked out and they say, you've got the job. Can you start next Monday?
Well, this is the thing.
And I've had many other jobs, but I've never, ever had to have a resume
to
land one.
Compared to networking, a resume isn't worth the paper it's written on, as you've just proven, but they're still incredibly important and they're really hard to put together.
And cover letters I would find the most difficult. And the reason I bring this up is because a little report has been released by SEEK on the 8 things to cut from your cover letter that bosses don't want to see. You never start your cover letter with "to whom it may concern."
Yes.
Very impersonal and a very dated greeting, according to SEEK. Nowadays, you can find the first name of the person you're sending it to.
It's really not hard to find the person that's in charge of the hiring process, yeah.
Now, some terms are so overused that they've lost all meaning, self-starter being one of them. A cover letter is an opportunity to explain why you're the best person for the job. Be confident, but don't use "I believe." I believe I'm the best person for the job.
I hadn't heard that one. Okay.
There you go. Another cliche that lacks clear meaning, dynamic.
Ah. Oh.
What does that word really mean?
I am dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and, you know, there are these buzzwords that we think are incredibly effective, but, you know, it goes to show they are vague.
Yep.
They don't really have anything in them.
Now, employers generally assume the workers are dependable, so there's no value in writing it. Delete the word "dependable."
Yeah.
Never mention salary. Bad one.
Very good.
Bad one. Almost every job will require you to work with at least one other person, so why mention that you're a people person? And finally, while it's important to sound confident, avoid overreaching words and statements like "I am incredible," "I am an incredible salesperson," or "I am an incredible this." So there you go.
So what does that leave us with then?
Not a whole bloody lot.
That
so
really
good luck getting that job if you're writing a resume at the moment.